It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, December 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been checking out tech-oriented laws that will take effect in 2014, and a popular topic is drones. The Federal Aviation Administration just authorized new test sites for drones. The FAA is supposed to fully integrate them into our airspace by September of 2015. But in the meantime, states are making their own rules. Dan Weissman takes a look at Illinois.
Federal agencies like the FBI and Border Patrol already use drones. Cops in Mesa County, Colorado have a couple, but they're not routine police technology yet. Illinois State Senator Daniel Biss, who sponsored the Freedom from Drone Surveillance Act, says that's the idea.
Put the regulation in place before every major law enforcement entity is doing it so that you don't find yourself living in a Wild West world before it's too late.
For instance, Chicago's already got a big network of stationary surveillance cameras, and there's no going back there. Seven other states have passed drone laws so far. Law professor Ryan Kahlo, an expert on privacy and robotics, agrees this is a good time to make some regulations. Border Patrol's got the kind of military-grade predator drones that can hover around all day. Local cops, not so much yet.
By and large, what the police are getting are these quadricopters that can only stay in the air for 15 or 20 minutes. And so the uses are pretty limited for now.
But the technology is getting better all the time, and that's likely to accelerate. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Teens and Facebook have come up on our show a lot this year, and the theory that Facebook is the next MySpace has been floated. Well, there's a new study out that looked at Facebook use among 16 to 18-year-olds in eight European Union countries. The findings suggest that Mark Zuckerberg's empire isn't exactly hip with the kids these days. Instead, they're shifting to social networking alternatives. Study author Daniel Miller, an anthropologist at University College in London, wrote that Facebook is already, quote, dead and buried when it comes to teenagers. Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount helps us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. All this week, we're talking to guests about big tech trends in the coming year. Today, we hear from Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester's focused on a growing number of organizations tracking people as they do their shopping, and the question of whether consumers have reached a tipping point when it comes to feelings about data privacy. Hey, Chester.
Hey, Ben.
You think sensors are going to be big in 2014?
Yeah, we've seen a real move toward retailers and other establishments starting to take advantage of these personal beacons we all carry in our pockets that we think are smartphones, but actually are fantastic tracking devices.
Right.
And kind of using that data to get metrics on how people shop, how people go about doing business in their establishments.
Well, there's also been a lot of distrust fostered in the second half of the year when it comes to questions about privacy, right? And is that going to play a part in this?
I think one of the things that we may see really change about people's attitudes toward technology in 2014 is maybe a little bit more suspicion and lack of trust. And it's gotten to a point now where folks are being a little bit more suspicious about all this data collection that's going on, not just with the NSA, but by every establishment, and whether these establishments truly can keep that data safe and secure.
Now, if I didn't want to be tracked, could I just turn my phone off when I go into JCPenney?
Largely, that would protect your identity for sure.
Okay.
It may not prevent you from being tracked necessarily.
Why not?
Well, there's kind of this ubiquitous security camera situation now. You would probably be astounded at the number of cameras in every single establishment you go into.
Are we going to see more cybersecurity products that promise to protect us in terms of actually hiding a lot of our personal data and our movements?
I don't know that we're going to see products that can really do that, because it's sort of up to the individual to decide how much they're going to participate in this new digital society, really. And, you know, you can go hide in a cabin in the woods and not have a smartphone.
Right.
Or you can decide to participate and hope that even though the credit cards all seem to be stolen and, you know, information about your email and your date of birth and things is being disclosed, that somehow as a society we're going to have to come to terms with this change if we're going to continue to use all this technology.
All right. So no Sophos smartphone cloaking device coming out in 2014, I guess.
No, I think you can leave your tinfoil hats at home.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
It is New Year's Eve, so it's almost time for New York City to do its big ball drop. Technically not a ball, but a geodesic sphere weighing around 12,000 pounds. And there's plenty of technology in the thing, including LED light bulbs. A lot of them.
32,256. And I would use the word approximately before that.
That's John Trowbridge, production manager for Times Square New Year's Eve. Been doing it for 18 years, and he says all the engineering equipment that makes the ball work, it kind of comes from the neighborhood.
My background and the technology that we use is very theatrical-based, so the same sort of automation and winches and motors that you would find on a Broadway show are used to raise and lower the ball on New Year's Eve, just sort of on a grand scale.
This tradition actually dates back to the 19th century when a ball on New York's Western Union Building would drop every day so people could synchronize their watches. Timekeeping technology has come a long way since then, though. Trowbridge says these days there's no wishy-washy ball dropping. No way.
I can guarantee 100% that for the last 18 years, the ball has been 100% accurate on time. The way that I can guarantee you that is I'm synced to the atomic clock in Colorado via the GPS satellite system.
Well, the countdown for our last show in 2013 is almost done, atomic clock or no. But don't worry, we'll be back next year. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.